Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam. This hadith is about the virtue of performing the salat, the ritual prayers, at the earliest moment of the time prescribed for it. You know that there is a time period in which we can perform the ritual prayers. Of course, this is a subject which should be discussed in the programs of jurisprudence. Nevertheless, the aspect from which we want to approach the subject is an ethical one, and that is that although there is a long period of time which has been allotted for the performance of the ritual prayer, for example, the Salat al-Zuhr, the afternoon prayers, they can be performed from midday until the setting of the sun. But even though this is true, and the obligation which we have been obliged with, which is the performance of the ritual prayer, we will have fulfilled it, properly, no matter when we performed it. Nevertheless, if we perform it in the beginning of the time prescribed for it, it will be more virtuous, and we will have more sawab and otherworldly reward. The sooner we perform it, the better. Imam Baqir alayhi salam said, "Know that the earliest time is always the best." He said, "I'lam anna awwal al-waqt abadan afdal." The earliest time is always the best. So hasten to perform good wherever you can. This is actually a very general hadith and statement by the Imam. He's referring to all acts of good, not specifically the salat. The salat is one of the instances of this general rule that, you know, performing good acts is always good, but the sooner we perform them, the better it is. And one of the instances and cases to which this general rule can be applied is the salat. In continuation, the Imam said, "The most beloved acts in the eyes of Allah, mighty and exalted, are those that the servant performs regularly, even though they be few in number." So the first part of this hadith is kind of about performing good acts early, as soon as possible. The second is about performing them regularly and not slacking in the performance of those good acts, right? Also, performing salat on time, in the beginning of the time allotted for it. And then secondly, continuously performing them, regularly performing them. A lot of times, especially for people who live in the West, a lot of us, it's very difficult to perform salat on time. For example, a lot of us are in school at that time, and, you know, we're in class, we can't leave class, we don't have permission to leave class and perform salat on time. Or we're at work, we don't have, you know, the leeway to do that, right? So for these people, obviously, the most virtuous time for them to perform it is as soon as possible, as soon as they can feasibly perform the salat. As soon as they get home from school, before going to the TV, turning on cartoons, perform your salat, and then you can get on with what you want to do with your daily activities. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at performing the salat on time, in the beginning of the time, in the words of Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.